Sienna could not believe how she was feeling. It was her wedding anniversary and she'd only been married for a few years. And she'd always thought that today she'd be so happy. But the truth is, she was actually very angry.
Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol, and it's good to be with you again, isn't it, Tammy?
It is. I love the times we have together.
I wonder why Sienna was feeling angry on her wedding anniversary. We'd better listen to more of the story and find out. It's good to have you back with us, Tita.
Thank you. How can this be? Sienna thought sadly. I still remember how excited I was on our wedding day. I couldn't wait to be with Tony all the time. I thought he was the man of my dreams. But today, I'm so angry. There hasn't been a dream. It actually feels more like a nightmare. I'm not sure I love him. I don't think I even like him anymore. Sienna had always been a person who knew what she wanted. She also knew exactly how she liked things to be done. The first year of marriage, she was happy. Everything was new and exciting, and they enjoyed being together. But then she began wondering, why does Tony leave his dirty shoes right by the entrance door? How many times do I need to tell him that he's not the right place to leave them? She had tripped on those stupid shoes so many times, but he was so stubborn. He just didn't seem to care, and he kept leaving the shoes there. It was so annoying. Sometimes it wasn't only the shoes. He would leave his hat on the kitchen table. Why do you have to leave that stupid hat there? Haven't I told you not to do this? I'm tired of telling you what to do, she would shout angrily. Well, then stop telling me what to do, Tony would shout back, and so the argument would begin. Through the years, Sienna had found that there were quite a lot of things about Tony that she didn't like. He could never be on time, and she hated being late. He would come home from work, and he wouldn't speak to her. And it was then when she wanted to talk to him about her day. She tried, but he didn't really seem interested. He would just go off and do whatever he wanted. He hardly ever helped her with all the jobs that she had to do. And the few times that he decided to cook something, well, he left a mess everywhere, and so she had to end up tidying up and cleaning it all up. Before they were married, he was more fun. They would go and visit their friends, they would go for walks together, and from time to time he would even bring her flowers. But now, that seemed to be a long time ago, and they just argued all the time. Well, he even ignored all her good advice. What's wrong with you, Tony? She would shout. Can't you see that if you change, we won't have all these arguments? But you don't seem to listen. You just keep doing the same things to annoy me.
My, Sienna was very unhappy, wasn't she? I wonder if you might be feeling like she did.
Maybe you started off excited like Sienna. You love that man and could not wait to be with him for the rest of your life. But now, as time goes by, you feel angry and frustrated. You're not able to see the good things in that person anymore. All you seem to be able to do is focus on his mistakes.
When we fall in love with someone, we see them as almost perfect. And when we begin to live with them, we actually realize that they're not perfect. What Sienna was feeling was normal. Their love for each other was changing from what is called romantic love to real, mature love. And this change needs to happen in all relationships. We need to actually learn to love our partner or our spouse. You may have chosen your spouse, or perhaps in your culture your marriage was arranged for you. But the truth is that in both cases, we don't really know that person fully until we start living with them. And so we all have to learn to love our partner. Did you know that love is not just that nice feeling that we all have at the beginning of our relationship? That soon ends and has to become real love.
So, Tita, what do you mean by real love? I think I know, but can you tell us how you see it?
Sure. Real love is not just a feeling. It's actually a decision. It's a choice that we have to make. Every day, we need to choose to continue to love that person and accept them for who they are.
This is Women of Hope, and Tita is here with us again today as we're talking about the problems that Sienna seemed to be having with her husband, Tony.
Well, Sienna was upset with lots of things about Tony. The way he left his shoes lying about and his hat on the table. He never helped her with any jobs in the house. She thought that she was doing the right thing by telling him continually to change and do things her way. She really thought that if only he would listen to her, everything would be all right. But the truth is that she had not accepted Tony as the person that he was. And in real life, we have to learn to love our spouse. Sienna had been so busy trying to change Tony that she had not stopped to look at herself.
This is so true. You might see the faults in your husband, but guess what? He's going to see the faults in you too.
That's right, Carol. We often can't see our own faults, but we all have them, don't we?
We sure do. Sienna needed to look at her own life. She went to visit a dear friend who had been married for more than 40 years. She told her friend about all the things that Tony did and how annoying they were. And her friend just listened there very patiently. When Sienna finished, she said something that Sienna was really not expecting. Instead of feeling sorry for Sienna about her husband who was so annoying, she actually told her to look at herself and see if there was anything that she should change. Sienna's friend was very wise, wasn't she? Can I tell you something? You can never change another person. Because actually, the more you try, the more stubborn they become. But the good news is that you can stop trying to change them and begin trying to change your own behavior. As Sienna and her friend talked together, she began to realize that it was time to stop telling Tony what to do all the time. She needed to find things to say to Tony that were positive and encouraging. And instead of trying to tell him about her day when he came home, she began to ask him how his day at work had been. She also tried to be less demanding and more patient. She stopped telling Tony what to do, and she began to change. She became a lot easier to live with because she was not always angry and complaining. And it was amazing for Sienna to see that as she changed, Tony began to change too. He began putting his shoes away. He really didn't want her to trip over them after all. And he could see how important it was for Sienna not to be late. So he worked hard at trying to be on time. But some things about who he was, he could not change. He will always be a quieter person than Sienna. He will never be as tidy around the home or as chatty as she is. But Sienna has learned to accept this about Tony. Now, she doesn't get upset if he doesn't want to talk as soon as he comes home. Their marriage is not perfect, you know. They make mistakes and they argue from time to time, but they are learning to love each other. And the good news is that I can tell you, they are still married after 12 years.
Thanks, Tita. We just heard a lot of good things for us to consider. The most important one might be that we really can't change the other person. And the more we try and nag about the things they do, the worse it will become.
It's good to be with you here on Women of Hope. Our friend Sally is here with us today. Thanks for coming back to share some proverbs with us.
You're welcome. It's good to be here again.
Sally, you told us the last time that someone said a proverb is a short sentence of wisdom. And you shared that the book of Proverbs in the Bible is filled with those short sentences of wisdom. Also, that no matter what our situation in life or our education, or our age or experience. These proverbs are written for each of us so we can grow in wisdom and in character and in our relationship with the living God.
You have a good memory, Carol. That's exactly right. Last night it was raining hard, and I woke up to hear the drip, drip, drip of water right over my head. The roof was leaking and water was dripping into the roof cavity above me. Did you know there's a proverb in the Bible that talks about dripping water on a rainy day? It's in the book of Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 15. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. Think about that. A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping on a rainy day. When I listened to the drip, drip, dripping of water in my roof last night, I thought it would never end. I wonder if sometimes I sound like that. Nag, nag, nag. Criticizing, criticizing, always finding fault, or being just plain argumentative, on and on and on. A leaky roof can be very dangerous, can't it? Last night my husband climbed up into the roof with as many buckets as he could find to catch the water. He also marked the spots that were leaking with chalk so that later he could climb back up and mend them. They were only little drips, but they could have led to dreadful damage if he didn't mend those leaks. Have you ever thought about the damage your drip, drip, dripping can cause? Not just today, but in weeks and even in years to come. What are your nagging words doing to your husband? Are there children listening to your criticisms? Do your neighbours hear you quarrelling? I wonder what God thinks as he hears you and I speaking so thoughtlessly. Do you know what God thinks of a wife who is always arguing? Proverbs 21:9 says it is better to live on a corner of the roof than share a house with a quarrelsome wife. Oh dear, I wonder if my husband has ever wished he could crawl into a corner of the roof. Let me share another proverb with you, one that I love very much. It's in chapter 25, verse 11. Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. Isn't that a beautiful proverb? Like apples of gold in settings of silver is a word spoken in right circumstances. I've never seen a golden apple set in silver, but I imagine it would be very beautiful. Can you imagine a beautiful silver bowl filled with perfectly fashioned apples, each made of the finest gold? Can you see them catch the sunlight as it dances over the surface of the fruit? Or perhaps the golden apples are tiny gold pearls set in an intricate silver brooch, each one so delicate yet perfect in its detail. How would you describe such a treasure? Could you put a value on it? I wonder if my words are like that. Are yours? What golden apples have you spoken today? Will you ask God today to take your drip, drip, dripping and give you instead the wisdom to know how to offer apples of gold in settings of silver? Then your beautiful words will be appreciated by those around you.
Sally, thank you for those good thoughts from Proverbs. We look forward to you coming back and sharing with us again soon.
Yes, so do I. Bye for now.
Here on Women of Hope today, we've been talking about a quarrelsome wife, one who nags and wants to change those around her. Can you think of a good word to describe someone who is the opposite of that? I can. What about the word peacemaker? It even sounds nice, doesn't it? Jesus was sitting with his followers one day, and he was talking to them about the way they should live. We can read about this in God's Word, the Bible. Listen for the word peacemakers near the end. One day, as Jesus saw the crowds gathering, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who are peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God.
Isn't it great to know that God blesses us when we try to live as He wants us to? Being humble, merciful, having pure hearts, and yes, being peacemakers.
We have a letter we'd like to read to you today from one of our listeners. She's learned something from Women of Hope that has helped her in her life. She's 25 years old and has struggled with many feelings of anger. Will you read it to us, Carol?
I'd love to. She says, "I like your Women of Hope program. Lately, I have heard a program about anger. I don't know about others, but it seems that everything makes me angry. I don't want to be an angry person, but many times I find myself in that situation. I want to forgive the others and to be a good example to them. In this program, I learn that it's necessary to let the Holy Spirit guide us so that we don't hurt others." We're so glad that what you heard on Women of Hope has helped you. And you're right. When we ask Jesus to control our life, He does send His Holy Spirit to help us. We talked about that not long ago. Jesus promised that when He left the earth, He would send His Holy Spirit to help us and guide us. So if you're struggling with anger, or you find yourself quarreling with others a lot, maybe you can ask Jesus to help you. When we pray to Him, He hears us and answers our prayers.
This reminds me of something our friend Mornette once shared with us about praying to God. Let's listen to her wise words.
Jyoti and Tina were good friends, but Jyoti was feeling embarrassed. She had been with some of her school friends and had gossiped about Tina and told them something that was meant to be a secret. When she met Tina after school the next day, she felt guilty and awkward and didn't know what to say to her friend. "What's wrong?" asked Tina. "Is there something the matter?" Then Jyoti told her what she had done and said how sorry she was for forgetting it was a secret. Tina was hurt, but she forgave Jyoti. They hugged each other and then they could talk like old friends again. It's like that when we pray, isn't it? If we come to God with wrong things in our lives, it's hard to pray. We need to confess, to tell God what we've done. Confession means that we agree with God that it was wrong. We say that we are really sorry and that we don't want to do the wrong thing again. And you know what? The Bible says if we confess our sins, God will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive our sins and make us clean again. Confession is an important part of prayer because it keeps things clear and open between us and God. We don't want to let things build up and make us feel too ashamed to come to God in prayer.
Today, Tita talked about Sienna, who was a very quarrelsome wife. Do you think it would be a good thing for Sienna to pray and ask God to forgive her for being quarrelsome? Yes, I think it would be good too. When we realize that our behavior has been selfish, it's good to ask God to forgive us. And then we can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us and help us to live in a way that will help and encourage those around us.
And do you remember what Sally said about a quarrelsome wife? Yes, she said a quarrelsome wife is like dripping water. And God's word says in Proverbs, it's better to live on the corner of a roof than in a house with a quarrelsome wife. So my friend, Let's take notice of our words and ask God to help us make them like apples of gold in settings of silver, beautiful, peaceful words.
If you have any questions about the things that we've talked about, you can write to us in care of this station
at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.